When you talk about preferences and fear, and then you state what the fear is, physically discomfort. What the mind tends to do is make little boxes or spaces in there that says, I'm okay with this and this and this and not that. But in actual fact, if there's any that, whatever it is, heaven and earth is infinitely apart, whatever it is. So it doesn't matter whether it's a physical discomfort or having a pimple on your nose. It's the same thing. It's making a choice from what is in that moment. And as I've experienced it, whatever you look at in the future, it's never like that. It's either better or worse, but it's never what you think it is. It's just what your mind wakes up. And also, I was thinking then, at the moment there's a huge cruise ship that's stuck in the middle of the ocean with no power and no food and so on. And I was thinking one of the times that happened was when we were on that ferry going from Brindisi to Corfu, on that we were on deck class. And I was thinking, this is awful. Whatever am I doing here and what am I doing it for? And then when you drop in, what I found since is no matter how bad it is, if you're there choicelessly, the whole thing changes into an opportunity. It's just that slight difference between yes and no. Expansion and contraction. Availability and avoidance. If you're there, it becomes an experience, an opportunity. And we project it ahead. In fact, in a way, generalizing, all discomfort is created from a projection into the future. So you can be sitting here and say, well, what if I lose my property and I lose my money? And but it's all in the moment. It's totally different. As we have so often experienced, in incredible experiences, being there unconditionally, is usually exhilarating. So, here, now, well, you can do that if you take a substance. Let's say you've got bills outstanding, your partner's left you, somebody's dying, you've got all these terrible things, and you take a substance, and suddenly all these things don't mean anything anymore. You just feel incredible. And what's the incredible? Well, we release chemicals, we change things. But what do we change? We change projecting negativity into the future. We're here now, and here now is always incredible. Just here now. And we can sit here now, feel wonderful, and then somebody says, oh, my car broke down, and suddenly, oh, that's right, my car's got to be repaired. Bang, the whole lot's gone. But here in this moment, you don't need your car. You get your car fixed when you get there. One other thing came up when it was brought up about just being in the presence. So I'd read about this, of course, in the spiritual books, that people would make journeys to somebody who was in a high state and they didn't have to speak. They were just there. And then I thought about the placebo effect and what you project on. But the fact is, around certain people, around certain places, objects, something does happen. But as I was trying to explain in the previous time, is it depends on our availability. And I've been told, oh no, when people come to see you, they get something just by coming to see you. And I used to go, well, I don't really get that. I don't see that. And then something clicked at one stage. It depends entirely on the person. It depends on their development, their unconditional availability, their openness. And then they don't have to go anywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. This is it. And in the presence of a stronger vibration, the opportunity escalates, gets stronger. It's always available. Always, always. And that's why I don't actually recommend people to meditate, because usually when the Westerner meditates, they meditate in order to get away from where they are. And the whole awakening experience, what the awakening experience is being unconditionally exactly where you are. That's what it is. This state that happens is just being unconditionally just where you are in that moment. That's all it is. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Just here now. And then I know people say, yes, but my mind comes in. Yeah, the mind's come in. It's designed to come in. It's designed to look after you. Because if you didn't, you'd forget to breathe. You wouldn't pump your blood. You wouldn't digest your food. No, you've got to have something there to keep the essentials going. But just the essentials. You don't need the mind in this moment. You don't need the mind in this moment. I've used before the samurai swordsman. The samurai swordsman blocks the opponent before they know the opponent's going to make that move. Without the mind, we are in touch with everything in every moment. You will jump out of the way of a branch before it falls off the tree. Because there is no time, there is no space. A psychic can work, and they're not telling the future, they're telling now. What they're telling you is what is happening now if you go on behaving the way you're behaving. This is happening, and you're going to realize it. Not in the future, because there isn't a future. There is only now, it's all now, it's all now, it's all now. And your state, your feeling of well-being is directly proportional to how unconditionally you are here now and continually disconnecting from anything the mind is telling you that is not appropriate to this exact moment.